Imam Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, is the last hope for humanity who brings justice and end oppression. Belief in Mahdaviya and Messianism is central to Shia faith, but it's more than just celebrating his birthday. It's about preparing for his reappearance and acting against injustice. Yes, welcome, dear brothers and sisters, to your program, The Viewpoint from Iran Radio. This is Said Ali, your humble host, and here I talk with two great dear brothers, Brother Ali, assalamu alaikum, dear brother.
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
And dear brother Sayyid Zain, good to have you here.
Nice to have you as well. Thank you.
Awesome to have you here. So I'm going to start with dear brother Ali. If there is one name to be mentioned as the last hope for humanity to save not only religion, but the history of mankind, I dare to say, which filled with blood, corruption, injustice, it would be the last remnant of God, our Imam Mahdi. May Allah hasten his reappearance. So I'm going to start and pursue my conversation with dear Sayyid Zain here. Some people believe, Sayyid, that they should celebrate Imam Mahdi's birthday, but when it comes to drawing inspiration from his global movement to rise against injustice, they prefer to focus solely on traditional understanding of his movement, of his mission, and avoid engaging with its societal and political aspect. How do you view this attitude? They would say, we cannot simply get engaged with all these, you know, mm-hmm. sort of understandings, because we have some narrations about who rise before the time of occultation. Right. So they want to be cautious, I guess. So how do you see it?
So the idea that, we don't need to get involved in politics and when the imam comes, it's only at that time that we'll get involved with politics. Mm. And what's happening in the world. And until then, we're just, going to sit in our homes and not worry about the society at all. It seems quite against the spirit of Islam itself. Mm-hmm. That if you look at the Quran, if you look at Islam and the teachings of Islam as a whole, they're always involved with society, right? To the extent that, our scholars, Imam Khomeini, he said that even, the very personal acts of ibadah, mm-hmm. of worship, they're societal acts. They're not, just your personal acts. So Islam is a societal religion. And for someone to say that, we don't at all care about or care about politics or society in that manner, it seems like it's against the spirit of Islam itself, right? That the whole kind of message that Islam has given to the society, the community, that, it has to be implemented in a way that the society has, it becomes Islamic. And then another argument can be made as such, that there are ahkam in Islam that are, that can only be implemented if the society is Islamic, if it moves in that direction.
Yeah.
And if we say that, we don't want to implement those ahkam, then you have to find good evidence for that, Islam says that, these ahkam are only going to be implemented when the imam is there or when the masoom is there, but they're not going to be implemented when they're not there, which we don't see, such is the case, right? So therefore, there is a need for Islamic government. Therefore, there is a need for the believers to rise up and, bring that in justice and that kind of government into society. Right, so this idea that we're not going to have anything to do with politics and society, it doesn't seem like a very Islamic idea.
It's like paving the road for his arrival, because yes. we cannot expect him to just do all the job right for himself. So, dear brother Ali, do you have any comment on that?
Well, with regard to the question that you have actually asked, there are two main viewpoints here among even the scholars and in the Islamic Ummah as well. Mm-hmm. Some say, okay, this is our duty, the same way that the Holy Prophet, right after entering Medina, started to make the city-state of Medina and work for the establishment of a government.
Yeah.
So they actually understand the necessity of making government and social relations of the people. So this establishment of the government was very important. So some might say, okay, no, there was no government. No, it was government. What were the other governments at that time? So, I mean, the government that the Holy Prophet made was among the most modern ones at that time.
It has an army, it has a judiciary system.
Everything was there. So, we take this idea from the Holy Prophet and we say every time, since the Holy Prophet gave us this sunnah, this lesson, this actually criteria, so we need to implement it in any time. So, we cannot actually close it at the time that there is no Imam Hadra, that is Imam on the existing Imam. Mm-hmm. Or the imam is actually in occultation. So we cannot close the door of such government and, live in isolation and say, the government would be with imam. As some say,
We have done it actually. We have done it actually. We experienced that theory for more than 1,000 years.
Yeah.
And look, what has happened to Shia community.
And not only the Shia and Islam, Islam world. So you see, when, for example, the people are quite indifferent towards the cases or issues that happened in Islam world, like the case of Gaza.
Yeah.
I mean, they say, okay, so we have some profits and benefits of ours. In case we get involved in that, we shall miss some of our profits and benefits. I mean, all the we shall lose the economy of our country. So we need to, okay, leave it for whoever is able to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So this is one way, one viewpoint. The other one actually takes the lesson from the Holy Prophet very seriously, and they act upon it. And they say, no, the same way that the Holy Prophet taught us to do, we shall continue it till the time that Imam Ali Islam comes and make it more perfect and comprehensive.
Mm-hmm.
So we cannot wait for the arrival of Imam Ali Islam to establish a government and a society. No, we need to do, I mean, the things that he's going to do at his own time from now. I mean, we need to practice them from now on. So there are some duties that we have at this time. So as an awaiter of Imam Ali Salam, we need to first create a sort of relation with Imam Ali Salam, a heart relation.
Yeah.
And this comes through, I mean, supplications, du'as that we have available in different, actually, Islamic denominations. There are some supplications that Muslims can recite. Mm-hmm. And specifically in the school of Ahlul Bayt Ali Salam, we have plenty.
Yeah.
And in different days and different occasions. So this is a heart relation. But second, to work on those areas that Imam Ali Salam is going to enter and work and what is going to actually grow the Islamic Ummah with, that is, in different ways, in different aspects. Like, for example, he's going to stand in front of the bullying powers of the world.
Yeah.
So we need to practice it from now. Mm-hmm. Should we be silent if, case, for example, other people are getting killed and genocide?
Well said.
So we cannot be indifferent. The same way, we need to prepare ourselves. I mean, so spiritually, we have some duties. Socially, we have some duties. Practically, so we need to do something. Oh, in case we just prefer to stay at home and say, okay, the rest of things will be done with Imam. So Imam should start from zero. From scratch. So what is your role? Then how do you guarantee that you will help Imam Ali Islam? Do you think that at the time of arrival of Imam,
that is
so
true.
You need to be, again, staying at home, Imam himself will go to the battlefront?
No, doesn't
and he
make
will...
sense.
The same way that we saw even at the time of the Holy Prophet. So we have some duties, and our duties are in different, actually, areas. Not only, I mean, spiritual, practical, social, economical, emotional duties. So we need to work on all those aspects and prepare ourselves.
Yeah.
I mean, prepare ourselves first, our family second, our society third, then in higher levels of congregations.
Thank you so much for your thorough analysis on what should a society do in order to reach that level, and you put so much, I don't know, of a burden on our shoulder. So, dear Sayyid, I guess that is the last question that I might should hear. People, dare I say, all people, whether rich or poor, those left behind or those considered successful, at some point in their lives feel that something is not quite right. They sense that something is missing and the society they live in is not culturally safe for themselves, for their family, for their children. This idea inspires a sense of, you know, a sort of desire to help make difference in this world, right? They want to be a superhero, change the world and save the, I don't know, day for the galaxy, whatever. So the same thing can be happened and said about those who wait for the arrival of Imam Zaman. What should they do? What should the true believer and waiter of Imam Zaman should do in order to make a change in this society?
Mm-hmm. So there's, before I get to that, there's a very interesting point that you mentioned, and this is that feeling that there's something amiss, there's something wrong.
Yeah.
Because you talked about how a lot of people, the way that they live their lives is such that they don't feel that.
Mm.
But it's amongst, I believe, Allah's blessings that He, you know, throws these kind of challenges at people that they feel that, okay, no, things are not right. It's not supposed to be this way.
True.
Modernity by itself, you know, those who, I think almost everyone would have this feeling sometime that there's something wrong with modernity itself. Some people feel it more than others, but there is this sense that there's something wrong with the world.
Uh-huh.
Okay, when you have a civilization that is so materialistic, okay, taking over most of the world, and it's, you know, its resources and politically influencing everything, cultural influence. You know, there is this, because we are spiritual beings, human beings, we feel that there's something wrong.
Okay. You cannot shut down that sort
of, you know. Yes, you can't shut that down. Yeah. A lot of people ignore it. Mm. A lot of people ignore it. But that feeling remains. Okay. And those who are awakened more, they feel it more, and they know that there's something wrong. So that's in general. But when it comes to the political arena as well, there, especially what the brother here mentioned as well about Gaza, I think, you know, obviously, there's a lot of calamity there. There's a huge test for those believers. Mm-hmm. A lot of sorrow, a lot of pain for them, for sure. That's really, really difficult. Okay, but one of the things that perhaps, you know, why? Because, you know, sometimes you wonder, why is Allah, why is God allowing this to happen?
Yeah.
One of the things, positive things that we can understand is this: that people are, you know, waking up. They're trying. They're getting to understand that there is something wrong with this political order as well, right? It's not that, you know, America shows itself to be a benevolent actor. It's, mm-hmm. That's not the case. It's not the case that, you know, the Western world is innately good, right? Because a lot of people have this in their mind. This, I think, has shown them that no, there's something terribly wrong with them. Mm-hmm. Okay, and then the idea that you know, what do we do now? Right. Yes, you know, there are some people fighting back. There's people in Gaza. They fought back, and you know, and they fought very bravely, right? And to some extent, they were successful as well. But you know, if you compare the amount of power physically in our, you know, calculations, they have compared to what Israel has through the support of the United States, is you know, very little.
So they are start searching for an alternative.
So now this you know, desire comes for them that, okay, there must be some way that we should be able to defeat these powers. Mm. Okay. Yes, you know, we will try our best. We will go, we will, you know, however we can fight, okay? People on the ground, in Gaza, they fight with guns. People elsewhere, they fight through political action and all these things, through boycott and divestment and all these things. Mm-hmm. But our resources are limited.
Yeah.
Okay. Then this desire comes in the heart that there must be somebody who must come and save us, and that is the Imam. So I think we can use this to attach ourselves and feel the need for the Imam even more.
Inshallah. Thank you so much, both of you. And I conclude the session with this prayer. Oh Allah, guide us to be among those who prepare for the reappearance of Imam Mahdi. May Allah hasten his reappearance. Strengthen our faith, purify our actions, and grant us the wisdom to strive for his arrival. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
شفعة أنا لها